Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. I hope you've had a wonderful week so far. Today we're going to be having a conversation about procrastination. As a matter of fact, the title of today's episode is Overcoming Procrastination. Procrastination is a thief of dreams. It has cost many people their dreams and their visions in life. Success is tied to taking consistent actions, while procrastination actually is the habit of putting off or delaying actions. So if you're a procrastinator, then your chances of success in life is reduced. It's limited. Procrastination is delaying a task, delaying a decision for no good reason. It is unnecessarily postponing things that actually should be giving your immediate attention. And we all procrastinate, you know, I think it's part of life occasionally. But the thing about procrastination is that it worsens over time. So if you don't checkmate it, if you don't put a check on how often you procrastinate, you're going to move from just procrastinating occasionally to becoming an habitual procrastinator and then a chronic procrastinator. Now, when we procrastinate, it's often because in the short term, it's easier, more pleasurable, more comfortable, more interesting to do something else than the task that we need to be doing. But when we consistently procrastinate on our goals, on our dreams, we lose our steam, we lose the passion and the drive. And so at the end of the day, it ends up being abandoned. Why do people procrastinate? One thing about procrastination I'd like to say before I talk about why people procrastinate is that procrastination is actually a bit individualized. That means that the reason you procrastinate is actually peculiar to you. However, there are broad reasons why people procrastinate, and we'll look at about six of them. The first one is being overwhelmed. Sometimes we have this task or this goal that we need to achieve, and when we just think about how complex and enormous it is, we just say, you know what? I know I need to do this, but I'm going to move it. I'm going to start on Monday. You know, we just pick a time and we postpone it because we are overwhelmed by the sheer size of what we have to do. And one of the ways you can immediately tackle that, you know, if you have a task that is overwhelming to you, is to break it into small bits, okay? Break it into small manageable units and then focus on achieving one unit. So if you have, you know, 10 things you need to do, focus on achieving one, and then two, move to three, move to four, and before you know it, you have closed out on your goals. The second reason why people procrastinate is fear of failure. Now, this is a subconscious fear that most people have. So you have a dream to start a business, and most people hide this under perfectionism. You know, they say, oh, when everything is perfect, when everything is ready, I'm going to start. I just need to make sure everything is in place. And this is really a fear of failure. We do this because we don't want to fail. We don't want to stumble. We don't want to embarrass ourselves. We don't want to make any mistakes. So we try to make sure that everything is perfect. Now, under whatever guise you are putting this, it is important to know that hardly ever will everything be perfect. So you really need to start as you are. And it's okay to make mistakes. What you can do is your best. And your best will always be your best. I mean, whether you do it today or whether you do it tomorrow, it's not going to get easier because you're starting tomorrow. So you might as well start. When you find yourself getting afraid and say, no, everything is not in place, tell yourself, you know what? I just need to start and then I will improve as I go on. And that is more important than not starting. Number three reason why people procrastinate is because of distractions. Now, this seems very obvious, but a lot of people are not aware of how much distraction, especially from social media or entertainment, is costing them in their life. I mean, some people say this morning, I'm going to sit down on my desktop, I'm going to sit down on my laptop, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to reply to these mails, I'm going to make this cold call to my customers. But when they sit down, they open their mails and that's it for that day. Some say, okay, I'm going to send a mail on my phone, and then they go on, let me check my social media. And 3 hours later, they're checking their social media and every other thing has been procrastinated or postponed. So it's important that if you have a task to do, if you have something that you want to do, you must create a distraction-free environment for yourself. Don't imagine that distractions will not be there. You know, turn off your phone or put your phone on silent, turn it face down, and give yourself a block of time to say, okay, for 20 minutes, I'm going to face this and I'm going to do it and I'm going to deliver on it. Okay, if you don't take away distractions, if you don't move away from the bed, move away from the TV, or whatever it is that distracts you, you may never achieve that particular task because distractions are always around us. So if one of your challenges, one of the reasons why you procrastinate is because of distractions, then it's important that you then begin to create a distraction-free environment. The fourth reason why people procrastinate is lack of motivation or loss of motivation. There are certain people who start a goal, a task, and they're very excited, they're motivated, and then along the line, they just lose that motivation. It's important to understand that motivation will not, you will not always be motivated. Motivation will not just rise up from within you all the time. Sometimes you have to go out and get motivated. You have to remind yourself why you started this journey. Why are you doing this task? And when you have that vision in your mind, when you have that focus in your mind, it is a motivator in itself. And sometimes even when you are not motivated, you must, you know, think about what you're going to get at the end of this process. What is this process about? And when you have a clear vision, when you have clarity of the outcome that you want to get to, for example, you want to start a business and, you know, you have to do so many things. You have to set up the business, set up the structure. You have to write a business plan. Yes, it can get overwhelming. But when you focus on the fact that at the end of this, I am going to be financially stable, I'm going to come out of debt, that will encourage you and that will become your motivation. So it's important that you just don't keep waiting and say, okay, I'm demotivated. No, you have to create your own motivation and drive yourself. I think that was number five, right? Yeah. Now, number six, not knowing where to start from. You know, sometimes people look at things and they look at the task or they look at something they have to do. So going back to my example of setting up a business, you really don't know where to start from. What am I going to do? How do I set up this business? You have to go out and get information. It's not a good excuse to say, okay, you're going to procrastinate on something because you don't know about it. You must be open. Someone who's on a journey to success must be open to learning and relearning and unlearning, you know, as much as possible. So go out and learn. Give yourself a time limit. Give yourself a fixed time and say, okay, I'm going to go and learn and I'm going to seek help from other people. I'm going to go and search, do my research and find out how to attack it. But again, going back to the same thing as being overwhelmed, it's one of the things you must know is to break down any complex thing into small pieces and then attack them. Number six reason why a lot of people, or why some people, and stop saying a lot of people, why some people procrastinate is laziness. Now, procrastination itself is not laziness. Most people procrastinate, choose an alternative activity or an alternate activity to what they're supposed to be doing. But some people are actually lazy. You know, they don't want to put in the effort, they don't want to put in the work, they are thinking of the stress and they're like, you know what, I'll do it later. The way to address that is to again remind yourself of why you are doing this and encourage yourself and remind yourself of the things that you want and let that encourage you. Now, I'll share with you some other acts or some other things that you can do to prevent or to address procrastination. Number one, you must always have a daily schedule. One of the things that can help you overcome procrastination is to have a daily schedule, and on that schedule, prioritize the most important activity of your day. Okay, identify the things that you need to do that are very important to you and then set a timing for them, or even use a timer. You can use a timer on the phone and then say, okay, I'm starting with this task. I'm starting at 8 a.m. and I'm going to do it for 45 minutes. And after that, I'm going to take a break. Okay, so concentrate on one task and go for it. Another thing you can do is you can reward yourself. You can set milestones for your goals and say, okay, when I achieve this particular goal, I will reward myself. Another hack is don't wait until you feel like, okay, a lot of people say, I don't feel like doing things. If you are working with your feelings, you'll not really achieve your goals in life. You can't rely on your feelings before you do what needs to be done. You must consistently and constantly remind yourself that, look, this needs to be done. Whether I feel like it or not, it will get done. Interestingly enough, I read of a research very recently that states that when you start a task, you actually become motivated as you're doing the task. You become excited as you're doing the task. And most people say, okay, you know, I'm going to only do this for 5 minutes. Find out that when they start that activity, they actually do it for much longer, because the greatest barrier to overcome is to start. So once most people start, then they find it easy to run all the way. So encourage yourself to start. Focus on your goals instead of the task. Focus on your goals. Visualize your future self. experiencing the outcome of your work. So if it's a business, close your eyes and see yourself, you know, going on that trip, going on that vacation, buying those things that you want to buy, changing the world the way you want to change it. Visualize that and let that motivate you. It's important to always remind yourself the effect or the impact of procrastination on your life. It is a dream stealer, it is a dream killer, and you need to get rid of it, okay? And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening to me. I didn't give you a task. Your task for this week, okay, is to look at the things that you have procrastinated so far, list them down, and then begin to schedule them and take them one after the other, and keep doing that until you achieve all your goals. Remember that procrastination can steal your life, steal your dreams, and land you in a future that you do not desire. Don't give up tomorrow just for a short-term pleasure of today. Let me say that again. Don't give up your tomorrow for a short-term pleasure today. And that's with that, we come to the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening. My name is Oluseye Igbafe. Once again, please remember to subscribe and to share this with your friends and families. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. Bye.